every few hours through the night, we do the rounds and check them, so we don't want to leave them in the nets for too long.
Platypus used to be really widespread throughout the Wimmera catchment, but declined fairly significantly over the last 10 to 15 years. And so as far as we know, this is the only resident population that remains in the catchment.
So she weighs 975 grams.
It's just before 7 o'clock and it's still practically pitch black. Platypus researcher Josh Griffiths is standing at the rear of his ute with the back down and the light on his head illuminating the tray. It's been a cold but thankfully successful night for him here in the Grampians. Just a short time ago, he found a young female platypus in one of the many nets he's placed across the Mackenzie River. It's often hours and sometimes days between catches, so the smile he's sporting from ear to ear while he measures this platypus pretty easily sums up how he's feeling.
So we use specialised nets called fike nets. So we spent all afternoon yesterday getting them set up in a number of locations along the river. And then all last night we were checking them fairly regularly throughout the night until this morning where we've packed a few up and thankfully caught one.
How rare is it that you would actually find one during a survey like this?
Look, there's lots of nights where I don't catch any and they're quite long and cold and boring. But it does make those captures a bit more exciting, and certainly in this area where there's not huge numbers, you know, I think we're just happy to catch one. It's always nice to get more, but you know, one was a reasonable result, and the fact that it was a juvenile female, this year's juvenile, is a really good sign.
So when you collected that female, what was it that you do? What tests you perform on her before returning it back to the water?
Yeah, so we do take a number of standard measurements, look at its body condition and general health. And she was actually in quite good health for a juvenile, which is reasonably surprising. Shows there's a lot of food around there. We look at her weight and take some body measurements. She gets a microchip so that we, if we ever catch her again, we know who she is and where she's been.
And now she's just getting a little DNA sample taken.
So the population genetic work has been around for a while now. There's some new DNA work that we're doing where we can look at taking water samples and trying to detect DNA that's been shed into that water. And that's very new. That's pioneering work that we've been working on. And the stuff that we're doing in the Mackenzie at the moment is the first time it's actually been used to look at platypus distribution.
So how do you go about collecting that kind of DNA?
So we just take a water sample and we try to get, you know, around 500 mils. It gets put through a really fine filter, and that traps all the organic matter, all the cellular material. And then back in the lab, that goes through a fairly lengthy process. And then you use specific markers for platypus to try to detect the platypus DNA in that.
Josh and his fellow scientist Nathan are cutting laps up and down the main road through the national park. Every 100 metres or so, they get out of their ute and make their way down to two nets which stretch across the river. The sun is finally starting to break through above the Grampians, and there's this burnt orange sky, which means that the headlamps are no longer necessary. It's pretty repetitive work, and it's something that's hard to do quietly. That's partially due to the 10 metres of scrub they've got to make their way through. And it's also thanks to these rubber waders and gumboots that they're both wearing.
Yeah, so most recently, you know, I mean, we had one of the worst drought in living history, you know, a decade-long drought, which for an aquatic species is fairly devastating. And that certainly has been probably the overarching factor in the last decade and the reason that they have disappeared from a lot of the Wimmera catchment.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So I might not even put her back in the bag. I'll just, she'll probably go quite quickly.
Okay, yep. It's probably like asking how long's a piece of string, but is it easy to quantify if conditions improve that you do start to see restocking happening?
We can, but it tends to be a long process. One, they're long-lived animals, so even seeing declines can take a while to be evident as well. I mean, these animals can live for 20 years, and they're also quite slow breeding. So, you know, a female will tend to only have one young a year, potentially not breed every year, depending on how conditions are. And also, juvenile survival probably isn't that great either. So populations recovering is going to be a long process, and it might be, I mean, we are seeing signs in the Mackenzie that they are improving, and certainly the juvenile captured today is another little sign towards that. But it might be another 5 or 10 years until we can say that this is a secure population. At the moment, it remains very small and vulnerable. So, you know, any more localised impacts that happen as a high potential of just wiping out the population.